This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Harley for McKinnon. Trying to wing. He scores! And back on to Taves. Now a wraparound by Matthews, and they score! Brady Tkachuk knocked it home! It squirted out to Larkin, and back to his good buddy Werenski. Right on net. Rebound Matthews, trying to pass. They score! Jake Sanderson! Mitch Marner, high slot down low. Bennett scores! Sam Bennett ties it for Canada!
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
I appreciate the song, In the Business of Misery.
Mm-hmm.
It's Four Nations.
Is something inaugural if it's not going to happen again?
Why won't it happen in three?
Well, they'll do like a World Cup.
Well, they're going to do 26 is...
Olympics.
And then do three World Cups? I thought the World Cup was going to be...
In 28.
So what's 27?
Oh, that's a good point. Brace yourself. An All-Star game?
I think they just do this.
Are they going to do an All-Star game? Or are they... Okay, maybe they would run it back.
Yeah, I don't know. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. I'm at naturalstattrick.com digging into the Corsi numbers.
Oh, wow. Let's go.
Happy Friday.
The Corsi numbers.
What'd you do work
of
today?
Best on best hockey.
Yeah. I checked Vinny Trocheck's Corsi for and Corsi against.
Did it look terrible?
Yes.
Yeah. Not a surprise. Not a surprise.
Yeah.
Vinny Trocheck.
Hey, listen, it was a great tournament. It's one of those moments where... You know, you can step back and appreciate how great everything was. I also had the feeling of, can I ever win anything ever in my life? This one wasn't even that big of a win, but just, you know, hey.
A win.
How about a win in something?
Right. It'd be like the Kevin Malone gif from The Office. I just kind of want to use it once where it's like, it's just nice to win one.
Yeah.
Nothing. I mean, one of us is going to do it in the soccer world, but.
You've already done it in the soccer world. So that doesn't count.
Yeah, no, that's right. That's right. That's 5 years ago now.
My last win was 22 years ago. I mean, I got that.
Okay.
Syracuse basketball won a thing. Granted, this would not have been like winning, you know, a Stanley Cup or a Super Bowl. This might have been on the level with winning the Ravens game, right? The Bills beat the Ravens. You're pretty happy about that. Maybe not even that. Maybe it's the Bills beating the Broncos. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to put like where it would have ranked. But anyway, the game was exciting. Mm-hmm. I'm equal parts impressed. I was out at a bar last night. There were USA chants. Mm-hmm. It was a rowdy scene. High-fiving of strangers. All the good stuff, you know? It was all on display. for a Thursday night game where I'm eager to see the ratings because it felt like the NHL was the center of the sports universe for the first time since 2010.
Yeah.
A long time.
Yeah.
Center of the sports universe. Granted, if there was a football game on between the Titans and the Rams, it would have lost to that. But that's okay. We don't have to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
They won. The NHL had a big win, and McDavid scores the golden goal because that's, of course, how it always has to go.
Yep.
That guy on that team has to score that goal every time, no matter what.
Yep.
Okay.
It almost is like you can have... one thing I thought about this morning, I was thinking about the Bills and the Chiefs a little bit after last night's game. I don't think you can go that far with a comparison, but I did think about, like, you know, you can have here all over the place, like teams that I root for, like you've got guys that are amazing, but if the other team's got that guy that's just a little bit better and he's like the best, then just it always ends up going his way, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, kind of like a Mahomes-Allen thing, right? Like, Allen, in terms of accomplishments or over like a 5-year period, like, I got the second best guy, but the top guy. Like, last night, I got Matthews and Eichel. Like, all right, I got as close as you could get to McDavid and McKinnon, but it's McDavid and McKinnon.
And Matthews did not bury his chance,
mm-hmm.
and McDavid did. That's the tournament. Right there, like Matthews had an incredible chance.
Yeah.
In tight on Jordan Binnington. He scored that goal how many times in his career? 100?
Yeah. 200. 200 times.
He's a goal scorer. He had a great opportunity. Not even just like I want to say, is it a better opportunity than McDavid's? Maybe not. You know, he's got to kind of chip a puck up and over Binnington, but...
Binnington was insane.
Yes, he was. He was very good.
Binnington, he had the game. The thing you say about him, which is, he might let the soft one in, but he's going to show up in the big moment. And you can roll your eyes at that, but then he went and did it.
Yep.
He had back-to-back incredible saves. Brady Tkachuk and then Matthews, right?
It is funny how it works. Like, you made a comparison of Bills-Chiefs, and there are echoes of Bills-Chiefs because you know how it goes? It's, man, I really like this team. Coin toss. Game ends. You lost. All right, here's five players I have no use for. It's pretty fast.
Yeah.
It happens pretty quick. Lost
the game. I got to be mad at somebody.
Let me tell you, Chris Kreider should have been nowhere near this team. You know, like,
yes.
Let me tell you, who else should not have been anywhere near this team? Like, is Brock Nelson, should he have been on the team? Maybe, whatever. Just immediately turn to, these players should not have been here.
Yeah. Saw a lot of yelling at Chris Drury last night because he's the assistant GM for this team, and he put all his own guys on it that stink.
Yeah, a bunch of Rangers.
None of them were good in the tournament.
Yep.
And none of them were having good seasons. The Rangers aren't having a good season. Like, look at that team. They're having, like, their worst year in 7 years. You know what we should do? Let's fill up a fourth of the team with them. That's a good idea.
Well, they did the thing. This is, your hottest take. And, by the way, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. If you're new to the show, one of Joe's hottest takes that gets people the most upset is that Miracle was bad for U.S. hockey. But the case you make for it was on display last night. Was it not? That they brought a fourth line because they think it's important to have a team like that instead of just bringing their best players. And every time that team was on the ice, that line was on the ice, it was hold onto your butts.
Yep.
Because they got ragdolled by Team Canada again and again and again.
Every time they were out there, they just were. They never had the puck.
No.
They could never keep the puck. And it wasn't even just that wasn't even just like a Tage thing for me. There were when they don't play Kyle Connor. Remember, Paul, in our first conversation with him before the tournament, I think mentioned Connor as somebody he was like excited to see in this tournament. Like, criminally underrated goal scorer. He scored 30 goals like every year of his career going back like 9 years. Like, that guy is an awesome offensive player and isn't even that bad defensively. And they left him on the bench. They didn't play him in favor of Chris Kreider, who has 4 assists on the season. Does Zemgus Girgensons have more assists? He's got some goals, Kreider. But, like, okay, Connor, add to a list now of Thompson's not on the ice, and you didn't bring Cole Caulfield. All right. You didn't bring Jason Robertson, who was a 100-point player not long ago. And some of those guys are injury stuff. I get it. But, like, yeah, last night they decided we need a fourth line. We need the right players more than we need the best players, and I just think they should stop watching movies and bring the best players.
Well, they did watch
movies. Because it's easy to get, you know, feel romanticized and, you know, get all the feels when you're watching Miracle and Herb Brooks is outside the bus and he sends the one guy home because we're a family. But come on, bring the guy that scores goals. That you sat on the bench who scored 30 goals every year of his career for 8 years. No, he can't play because fourth lines. Yeah, I think it's more of a hockey thing, though. It's not even U.S. Like, Canada did it.
Canada did do it, yeah. That's
they,
right.
They brought Sam Bennett, right? And he scored a goal yesterday. But they brought guys that they thought were more like a fourth line. I just think it's more of a hockey thing overall that there will have to be growth. Or someone will eventually figure it out that, hey, it's actually – stop focusing so much on how good are you in your own end and focus more on how often are you in your own end. Because – okay, you want to tell me that a guy is awesome defensively. He's so good in his own end. But he's always there versus another guy who, you know, not as good in his own end, but he's only there 30% of the time. He's only there 35% of the time. I think the league's got to start thinking more about that. Hockey's got to start thinking more about how often are you in your own end versus how good are you? Because when you see roster building, guys that run NHL organizations, what do? Well, I think Kreider will be better when we're getting run over in our own zone.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. You're just getting run over in your own zone.
This is all a compliment to the series and how it all worked, that we are treating this like a real honest-to-goodness post-game show, right? Team USA, Team Canada played, and here we are. And,
yeah.
I mean,
lineup decisions.
Fired up
fourth
a little
line.
Bit. I thought about that. You know, the entire world watches this tournament and says, like, what does everybody do the next day? And the answer is take apart the GM.
Someone wanted to fire him.
That's what we do. Like, get this guy out of here.
Like, this guy can't – this guy can't choose the team next year.
This is the this is the highest compliment we could possibly pay this tournament.
That's true.
Is that we are mad about it.
We want to fire the GM.
That's it. That's success. You're mad about it.
And what is John Tortorella doing on the – I'm just kidding. No. I mean, he was on the bench last night.
It was great. The U.S. also had, of course, injury issues. I mean, Matthew Tkachuk couldn't play. That hurt, right?
Their best defenseman wasn't there.
Yep. He had illness going through the team. He had injury going through the team. And there's probably a point about McDavid scoring that goal and Crosby scoring that goal that I do want to relate to the Bills. And I won't stretch it too far or work that hard. But you need the greatest players on Earth. You need the greatest players. You want to win on the highest level, you need the greatest players. It's not lost on me that, you know, there are 5 goals scored in that game. And along the way, you get contributions from Brady Tkachuk and Sanderson. Sam Bennett.
Yep.
And McKinnon's one of the best, but his goal was just a smart play and a well-timed shot. Yeah. He did that a bunch of times in the playoffs last year to Hellebuck. So McKinnon's almost kind of figured out that the way to beat Hellebuck, I got to shoot it where he can't see it. And it was a great shot. It was not just throw it at the net. Like, he picked the corner through all that traffic.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, who wins the tournament? The greatest player on Earth. At the end of the day, who wins the Super Bowl? The team that has blue chip players. Who beats the other team? It's the best player. And, you know, this is where the offseason for the Bills, and I'm not going to just like completely shift to the Bills here, but the Bills have a guy like that. And it shouldn't be controversial to say, go get the rest of the team to be as good as possible and do whatever it takes. McDavid, of course, is the best in the world. Josh Allen might be the best in the world right now. He just won the MVP.
Yeah.
He might be the best. So, you know, more of the greats. Enough of the we're a family. I mean, your point about here, like how they treat this, and that's how the Bills talk about their offense. Like, it's better to be a family than it is to have a freak show amazing guy that might rub guys the wrong way. Like, right. McKinnon is that. McKinnon is a guy that is a whatever.
McKinnon's a jerk.
Yeah, a big jerk.
He's like a Jordan, Kobe jerk. I heard a story about him at practice. Maybe this is well known. That at practice, he won't move his stick in order to like receive a pass from a teammate. Like, he leaves it there because you better hit me on the tape. Right. Like, this is practice. We're trying to perfect things here.
Yeah.
Yeah, McKinnon's like a crazy person.
Yep.
Which I can appreciate. And like, yeah, I think you need some of that. Yeah.
But anyway, I'm trying to like step out of the frustration. I'm mad about a Justin Trudeau tweet. That's my Friday.
What
morning.
Did he tweet? You can't take our game.
You can't take our country, and you can't take our game.
Yeah.
Which I mean, listen, that implies that it was on the line. You're telling me the game is on the line? Because right. Careful, buddy. We play in a year.
Well, right.
And in a year, it does mean more.
To defend him a little bit, if the U.S. had won, it would have been a lot today of, oh, it's our game now, baby.
I understand.
Which that would have been more, like, you know, I would somewhat justify too. You win, you're living the high life, you know, enjoy it. The tournament just meant that much. If you win, you should mean that much. Well, but it was still a little bit of an eye roll.
For sure. They played twice. Canada, right.
They played twice, and the score was even, right? Well, the U.S. had an empty netter. You know, take the empty netter out, and the score was, 5-5 between these two teams.
Yep.
Last night, this is at least only on 5-on-5, they had 68 shot attempts to 68 shot attempts, and were tied going into overtime. Like, the teams were even, totally even.
Yep.
On almost every number.
Congratulations to Canada on their one regulation win in four games.
Yeah, 3-2-1 point system.
I mean, last night's a real win because it's 5-on-5, so it's not really 3-2-1 point system.
That's true.
Anyway, great atmosphere, great night. The Canadian anthem was bad. It was not booed. It maybe should have been.
Yeah.
It was performed poorly.
Like, the Canadians should have booed it.
Yes.
The Canadians were in attendance.
It was an odd anthem. What else happened?
It's not really an anthem that is designed for, going off the beaten path, right? Like, you can't really do your own thing with O Canada. I think you're more able to do that with the Star Spangled Banner, I think, than you're able to do it with O Canada. What else does it say? The save on Brady Tkachuk in overtime. They're showing again right now. What else did happen? Gretzky and Arruzioni and
yes.
Crosby and Matthews looked like they had never. It was like one of those soccer things, right? Where in soccer, like before every Champions League game, or it's at least before international games, they like give a banner or something to the other team as like an exchange. And it just looked very awkward because I feel like those guys had never done that before. Or at least it kind of looked like it. Maybe Gretzky just didn't know what was going on, somebody. But, yeah, the game starting at 8:23, by the way, when we were told 8 o'clock puck drop. That was a very annoying thing about this tournament.
It's like a movie theater with the trailers.
I thought the same thing.
Exactly. The whole tournament was, this game's at 8 o'clock tonight, and then 8:23, we're finally getting the puck drop.
You can't even get someone to I actually searched all of Twitter for what time is face-off, not just open up the ESPN app and see it say 8 o'clock. I really wanted to know.
Did you find it?
No.
Do you know where I've figured out you can find it? The betting apps. The betting apps have the exact start time. Why? Because they want to take as much action in before the game starts. So if you go on any one of those apps, it'll say, I went on at like 8:03 last night. It said, starting in 17 minutes. It's like, they know. I don't know where else you can find it. But at least the betting. If you have the betting apps, and like that might be your most accurate place to find a puck drop right now.
On the chat, someone points out, I love how much energy you guys have with 4 hours of sleep. The alarm did ring early. When the game ended, there was an immediate justification in my head. Like, well, you know, okay, fine.
Yeah.
It's going to get late. I would have taken multiple overtimes. I mean, the U.S. came out buzzing in that overtime. Felt like they should have won it three times.
4 hours of sleep after a game is different than just 4 hours of sleep. Like, 4 hours of sleep after the Bills have played a night game at midnight is different to me than just like any other day. This is somewhat the same.
Well, good for Canada, good for the NHL, good for everybody involved. The whole thing was a smash success. You know, when you've got J.J. Watt up tweeting about how the league is presenting its stars properly and whatever. Like, it was awesome. It was awesome. And last night felt like being alive. You know, if you're a Sabres fan, you might have felt nostalgia for, you know, it's hard to say this without taking complete shots at the Sabres, but what it's like to watch a meaningful game with people that care about the game and care about the same outcome. For the Sabres, we kind of can throw ourselves into a Thursday against the Blues if it's a fun game. But true stakes, it's been so long. It's been so long to be holding your breath an entire penalty kill, to be watching a game like that, and the first whistle goes for the TV timeout, and you realize you haven't been breathing properly. It's been 6 minutes, and whistle blows, you go, oh, okay. I'm on the edge of my seat.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice to have last night. I don't know when the next time that'll happen. When's the next time I'll feel that way?
Probably the Olympics.
It might be.
That's even if they play Canada.
I thought about this last night, and I'm kidding. You know, gamble responsibly. I don't gamble big money. I thought about, if I want to feel that way, should I put $100 on a game? Just like pick a game on a Wednesday and care that much?
Yeah.
I just want the organic caring, you know? I just want the Sabres to be back in it again and have a team where, whatever, a team you're proud of. The way Team USA played in this tournament, we talked about their fourth line plenty, but they hit. They played hard.
They're super skilled.
You've got guys diving in front of shots to block shots.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Who was the guy that you like realized how good they were more than anybody in this tournament?
Zach Werenski.
Werenski?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You texted me about his best stick in the league.
Zach Werenski made 250 plays with his stick that my jaw dropped. I'm like, look, this guy is unbelievable. I know Jacob Slavin got a lot of a lot of credit, but
yeah, and he had some moments last night too. He's very good defensively.
Yes,
insanely good defensively.
But for me, it was Werenski. Werenski's the guy I came away thinking, like, holy cow, is this guy good?
Yeah, because he plays for Columbus. Like,
yep,
it's not a team you're. Same thing. They're not. How many meaningful games are they playing in? He might be a good example of like that. That's what I was hoping kind of happened with Dahlin in this tournament,
where people watch and say, holy cow, this guy's good.
Yeah, because they might not watch the Sabres a lot. The same way like we wouldn't watch the Blue Jackets every night, other than when they play the Sabres or if they were in the playoffs, right? Like, and the Blue Jackets don't make the playoffs either. They make it more often than the Sabres do, but you don't see Werenski in the big games as often. But he's insane. He probably is going to win the Norris this year. I think I haven't looked at odds in a minute, but he's over a point a game. He leads Columbus in scoring. They're in a playoff spot, and he is easily their best player. Let's see. Yeah, he's one of the favorites. Maybe Quinn Hughes is up there too, but. Yeah, Werenski's unbelievable. The guy, Thomas Harley is a guy, too. Like, this was a little discovery, a little bit of like, okay, I know this guy is good, but when you see them playing on the best stage, Brock Faber is another one for Minnesota. I think he led Team USA in ice time last night. Like, they played him more minutes than anybody. He's young, so he's kind of only in, like, his second year, but that's another dude that's going to be one of the best defensemen for a long time. So, maybe a little discovery for some people on different guys.
803-0550 is our phone number. 1-888-552-550. Would not surprise me if some of these players that played last night sit out tomorrow night and just get some time to get back to whatever.
So Miller sat out, didn't he, the first game back after the 2010 Olympics, right?
That's probably right.
Because I think I remember, someone can correct me on this, I think I remember that ESPN, this was when, like, this was a center, hockey was center stage at that time, too. And coming off the Olympics, Miller just won the MVP of the tournament. And I'm pretty sure I remember ESPN, like, first take, debating and arguing about whether Miller should play that first game back. Like, they were just like, oh, let's run with hockey for one more day here. And then I don't think he played. So that's a goalie. Maybe it's a little bit different, but yeah. Maybe we'll get all these guys resting. I think I would give the Tkachuks at least a rest. Those guys got beat up throughout the tournament.
803-0550, our number. A lot of questions coming from here. Like, can the NHL keep this momentum going into the Stanley Cup playoffs? It's possible. You know, they had a great tournament, and it was a smash hit. I don't even know if they thought it would be this big a deal. They have their players to thank. And whether it's the history, putting on the jersey, the flag, whatever, they have their players to thank. And fans, too. I mean, fans bought in all the way. So great job from the NHL. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. You want to give us a call in the game? What you thought of it? I like your question, Joe. Like, what player from the tournament did you come away saying, okay, I now understand that guy's game a little bit better? For me, it's Werenski by a mile. Like, I was just absolutely in love with him every single shift. So if you got a guy, give us a ring. 803-0550. Mike Catalana at 8 o'clock on what's going on with the Amerks a little bit. And, of course, the Bills as the combine approaches. And Stephen Ellis, Daily Faceoff, coming up 9 o'clock to wrap this tournament as well. So We've got time. The alarm rang early, so I don't know. We probably look like we just rolled out of bed, which we did. But whatever. Give us a ring. Hang out. It's a Friday morning here on WGR.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Yeah, obviously it means a lot to our group. You know, I think a lot of people were wondering if, you know, what this tournament would mean to guys. And obviously you can see what it means to everyone on our side. You know, it was, really exciting.
Connor McDavid. The golden goal.
And you can say that because they did give out gold medals, I guess, last night. We didn't know if they would, but they all got gold medals.
Did the assistant coach get gold medals?
You know, I didn't notice that. I feel like it'd be easier to do that though in this tournament than it would at the Olympics.
I was at an establishment, so I immediately like walked home. Did you watch ceremony afterwards?
Yeah, I stayed tuned for it for a little bit. Well, the place that we all watched the game at, we decided we're gonna head out after the third period. Like we think we can make it home by overtime. Missed it by a minute or two because they did the shorter intermissions
right.
In this tournament. So just missed that, but. Is that his career highlight now?
McDavid? Sure. Yeah, I think so. He hasn't won the Stanley Cup. They got to Game 7, and he didn't have a great game in Game 7. He almost had a career highlight where the comeback, dragging Edmonton back into that series last year, would have been it.
Yeah.
He won the Conn Smythe in a loss, right?
Right.
I mean,
yeah,
that's pretty good. But single highlight?
He didn't have a point in Game 6 or Game 7 of that series.
Right.
Right, single. I mean, he's got a billion insane goals that could qualify for this. For the meaning of it, like I think I would know if he had like an overtime playoff winning goal, but that's what it would take, right? To top that.
Even then, I mean, the Crosby. What's Crosby's career highlight? Isn't he the same? He's got a million of them. He also has three Stanley Cups,
and it probably is him scoring the golden goal.
It probably is.
Yeah. That's the reason I think it's a little closer maybe for McDavid is that's the Olympics for Crosby, and this is it's a tournament.
Yeah, it's nice.
But it's not the Olympics.
No, 1 year from now, what this really was among other things, a great appetizer and a great marketing tool for the Olympics next year. They ran the commercial a million times. Like, hey, 1 year from now, we're all there in Italy, all these teams, including Germany and
Italy,
right?
Like the host country.
All these
but
teams.
Yeah, Germany and Russia, maybe.
Czechia,
Sweden and Finland still.
Yeah.
All the others will be there.
Austria.
Yeah. I was interested enough already to look at the groups for next year in the Olympics, which have already been decided, I guess. In the U.S. and Canada are not in the same group, as would make sense. The U.S. will be in Russia's group if Russia is in the tournament, which has not been confirmed yet. If they're not, then France will take their place, which I don't really need.
No.
What? France is going to play hockey and get smoked by 8 goals every game? Like, do we really? We don't really need them in it. If you're not going to invite Russia, just let them through. Let them through the group, because I think they're going to be fine.
803-0550 is our phone number. If you want to chime in, we've got wide open phone lines. So Tage returns, and the Sabres are back to it tomorrow against the Rangers. And
they will be
missing a bunch of guys because they were
Adam Fox, Chris Kreider, and Vincent Trocheck. And is there another one? Do they have a guy in the
You got to imagine
team?
That Trocheck and Kreider are going to be sore from being run over in this game.
Sorry. You mean chasing around the opponent for the entire game?
I'm sorry. I've previously loved Trocheck. I mean, just, you know, whatever.
Fox also is a guy who's taken it. That's I asked the question, like, who's the guy that you kind of learned how good they were in this tournament? Kind of the opposite with Fox. I guess that's been a little bit of his story, that he has not been the same for like a year, year and a half now. And he wasn't terrible, but like I did not notice anything that wowed me. Like he might have been the fifth or sixth best defenseman every night, I thought, for the U.S. And again, that's maybe been a little bit of a trend for maybe it's more this year. It might just be the Rangers are bad, though. All those guys are having bad years, and it might just be that the Rangers are having a really bad year, and that's really all it is. So, yeah. Glad we had it. I'm glad they did it.
Yes.
Just glad they did it.
Yes. I felt Thursday night in February, holy cow, to have an event like this is pretty great. So,
as opposed to like last night, like okay, like Celtics Sixers was on last night for the 100th time in the regular season, but there wasn't, you know, there's nothing that you're really competing with. Like that to me is why I guess I didn't realize when we started the show 2027 they don't have a plan right now. Like they could just do an All-Star game, but if I'm ESPN or TNT, right? Like and a lot of sports now is decided or is moved by, like, where's the TV money coming from? And if I'm one of those the heads of those networks, and my next meeting with Gary Bettman is, like, I've got your rights for that week in 2027. I don't want an All-Star game. Give me that. Give me what I just saw. I want that in 2 years. Don't go back to a meaningless game that nobody's going to watch. That the proof's going to be in the ratings, too. And we already had numbers that said that these were like the most watched hockey games in 5 years. That wasn't game seven or a finals game. So maybe that is the all you'll need for it to continue to happen, is the TV networks are going to say, people are watching this, and until they are not watching this, this is what you should be doing.
Same four nations. Where are the games? Do they do Vancouver and Seattle? You know, like find a U.S. city and an American city.
How about Buffalo and Toronto?
Buffalo, Toronto. Detroit and Toronto? Maybe you do that.
Is the problem with Buffalo and Toronto is they would all feel like Canadian home games?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to get too close to Canada. You want to make sure. Is it?
Because geographically, that feels like that would make sense. Like you're right across the border. You're not traveling as far.
Okay. How about.
But I get it.
Toronto and Chicago.
All right.
Just do it again. Run
That's
it back.
Pretty good.
Have the first round be in Chicago and then have the championship game be in Toronto. This time, you know, like flip the format where Canada gets the final game.
I'm in. Yeah. I like that. That's good.
Will we care about it as much after the Olympics? So they're going to do the Olympics next year and whoever wins the gold. You know what? I think the answer is yes, because the way that this is all going to work, even though this is just four nations and next year is the Olympics, and if the four nations after that, it might, I think in a best case scenario, Joe, it might get a feel of a title belt between the U.S., mm-hmm. the U.S. and Canada. Like who won last? Because mm-hmm. whoever won last gets to kind of, they carry the mantle. Like, that's us.
Yeah.
If the U.S. wins gold, it'll feel like they are now kings of hockey until they play again in a tournament. And then, well, now it belongs to them. Even though, you know, you never actually give the gold medal up.
Yeah.
But that's what last night could also be, is the continued building of a rivalry. If we're going to see international best on best at least every other year,
yeah,
then you have started to build this rivalry, and a lot of these players will be back at it next year.
Well, at that point, because I like that, like a belt just for like U.S. and Canada back and forth, unless, you know, one of these other countries wins like three in a row, they can have it, I guess. But shouldn't, like, if last night is what we really care the most about, and Saturday night was what we really cared the most about, not to say the other games weren't great too. I mean, do we just want a series then? U.S. and Canada? That's it? Every other year? Every off year that there's no World Cup or that there isn't an Olympics, you know, instead of doing an All-Star game, like, We don't even need, you know, Darlene and Barkov. You guys can go on vacation if you want. You're good. We're just going to do a three-game series between the U.S. and Canada on all those off years.
You guys can have the UPL plan where you just leave for a couple of days and don't play.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that women's hockey did do something like that, I think, where it was just a U.S.-Canada series. Like, they did their Four Nations tournament, too, for a long time, like 20 years. I don't think they've done it in a couple of years.
Didn't they do it in an NHL All-Star game? Wasn't it? Like,
they did that, but I think
the same weekend?
But I do think they've had U.S.-Canada series, like, outside of the Olympics, just in general. And, you know, if you wanted to do that in the men's game, I think that would that might be all you really need. All you really need is just three-game series, U.S. and Canada. You know, like the Summit Series back in the day with the Soviets and Canada. Although that was a seven-game series.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Four Nations.
Is tomorrow going to be a letdown? No.
Because it's Sabres-Rangers?
Sabres-Rangers. I'm just waiting for them to get beat like 4-1 and us to feel terrible as soon as it ends.
Well,
I mean, you can't feel that bad. I mean, they're not gonna make the playoffs.
No, I don't know what you're supposed to feel. The Sabres are in a spot where we're just waiting for the GM to do something, or there to be a new GM. There just to be some move of some sort of some kind. Because,
well, if they are thinking about there being a new GM, then is he even permitted to make the big move?
It's a great question.
If he even could make it?
They are in a very familiar spot, which is stuck doing nothing and watching a season, you know, kind of finish out and, you know, what happens next year? Who knows?
I mean, their team doesn't probably look that different.
No, probably not.
It could. They got to decide on Byram, right? Whether or not, if he's not going to sign with them, are they going to trade him? And, like, there'll be an important guy here and there that there might be a change with, but the team's going to mostly be the team, I think.
803-0550, our phone number, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe on a Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. It's the warming trend kind of continues. It's not that cold out. It's 11, and it feels like 6. That is an improvement.
Yeah.
But tomorrow, high of 30, and into the early part of next week, we get to a 40 number, which is nice. So a warming trend. I'd like the snow to melt off the streets. That'd be nice. Is your street plowed?
Yes. My street's plowed.
I don't know if I've seen a plow in weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
And you still can make it out? Well, you have a truck.
Yeah, I do. I mean,
well, that helps.
City streets are, the idea of a plow,
no,
it's like they've gone extinct. They do not exist. I haven't seen one in weeks. Not even an attempt.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway. 803-0550. We're hardened as a result. Jeremy and Joe on WGR. All right, so we got a lot of great moments out of this tournament. One of them we'll play for you here. I've not heard this yet. You've not heard this yet either.
No, I'm very excited,
but
though.
We speculated what it would be like when Bulldog heard the Freebird for the first time. The Moonlight Freebird remix, which was the U.S. goal song.
Was he hit with it without warning? Like, or did they know, yes, you know, yes, it was coming?
He had never heard it before.
He had, okay, never heard it, but it was planned that he would hear.
Sure,
it.
Sure, right.
But did he know that it was planned, is what I'm wondering. Like, was he, like, did Zach in his ear go, hey, there, I got something? Like, maybe not.
Apparently,
you just played the music.
Owen is informing it was not, like, he did not know of the plan.
Okay. All right. So he was played the Freebird version.
Yeah.
And live reacted. And I'm told it's good. So let's have that.
Lord, I can't change. Won't you fly free?
Here it comes.
I just threw up in my mouth. I'm not kidding. I've not heard this. I don't know. I don't have my TV up on. I've not heard it in the arenas. I know this is the goal song Team USA is using. I didn't know there was I didn't know that there was a 1987 Suzuki Samurai with a huge boombox in the back seat thumping through Freebird. I missed that.
There you go. As expected.
Oh, that's glorious.
What's the U.S. goal song going to be next year?
Party in the USA.
There you go. Why not?
Work for Jeff Skinner. It's going to be in Italy, though.
Yep.
So how many fans are going to be there?
Which means the games will be on early, right? We'll get mid-afternoon games and 10 a.m. games.
Yes. Maybe an afternoon like gold medal game at best, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe like 3 o'clock would be the latest game you could get. That'd be nighttime over there. That's just basing that off Premier League. Like a night game in England over here is 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
So.
Well, a massive hit, a massive success for the NHL. McDavid the golden goal. It is kind of wild to think that is his career highlight. But you know.
Yeah.
He's not won a Stanley Cup. I don't know that you do it the same way. I've got a conversation about winning. And winning the big one about Allen, that a listener texted me during the week that he was watching one of the shows. They were debating who the best quarterback without a Super Bowl is.
Mm-hmm.
And the panel discussed that it's actually two current quarterbacks. It's Lamar and it's Allen. That those two are the two best to never win a Super Bowl right now. Better than Marino. Better than Rivers. The conversation of best to never win one includes two players that are active, which is kind of wild. I mean, McDavid has that, but again, it's just not the same. You're one forward on a team, and you are as dominant as he is. He can't win it himself. But anyway, maybe we'll get to that a little later as well. 803-0550, our phone number, Connor McDavid, the golden goal. Who could have seen it coming? That guy was going to be pretty good. He lived up to the hype. Also, I didn't spend enough time on this, but the opening faceoff, Dan Bylsma must have been furious about that. Eichel against McDavid on the opening faceoff.
That was so funny.
Dan Bylsma couldn't imagine doing that on a Tuesday.
He would have put Trocheck out there.
Right, and given up a goal in 10 seconds.
No, he would have.
Match Trocheck. Yeah, got to do that. 803-0550, your phone number. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.